Welcome everyone to Spanish Pod, and this is your newbie lesson of the day. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, today we have a lesson about apples.
Yes, well, not exactly about apples, but it's going to the market and buying fruit.
Oh, okay. There's going to be apples though, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
There's going to be apples.
All right, just checking.
Yes. It's very healthy.
Okay, so we're going to buy fruit. So I imagine somebody's going to say, I'd like some fruit.
Yeah, basically, it's going to the market, not the supermarket, because we know in supermarket you just take the apples and that's it.
Oh, okay.
But this is more how to ask for apples or to talk to the vendors, you know.
All right. Okay, Liliana, what are our key words for today?
The key words are verde.
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 And that means green.
Yes, that means green. And another key word is roja.
Roja. Now, yes. That means red.
Yes, that means red.
Okay, so verde and roja. And we're talking about fruit, so I think we're going to talk about apples.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Folks, you're going to hear the dialogue three times. Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana?
¿Manzana verde o roja?
Verde, por favor.
¿Algo más?
No, es todo. Gracias.
Second time.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana?
¿Manzana verde o roja?
Verde, por favor.
¿Algo más?
No, es todo. Gracias.
Third time.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana?
¿Manzana verde o roja?
Verde, por favor.
¿Algo más?
No, es todo. Gracias.
All right, folks, that was the dialogue. I hope you heard the key words. You were listening for verde and roja. If you didn't hear them so well, don't worry. You can either go back and listen to them again, or you can just wait for us to translate it for you, because that's what Liliana and I are going to do right now. Here we go.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana?
Good afternoon. Give me a kilo of apples.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana?
Good afternoon. I'll have a kilo of apples.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana? ¿Manzana verde o roja?
Green apples or red?
¿Manzana verde o roja?
The green apples or red ones?
¿Manzana verde o roja? Verde, por favor.
Green, please.
Verde, por favor.
The green ones, please.
Verde, por favor. ¿Algo más?
Something more.
¿Algo más?
Anything else?
¿Algo más? No, es todo. Gracias.
Nope, that's all. Thanks.
No, es todo. Gracias.
No, that's it. Thanks. Okay, folks, that was a translation. Now we're going to go into the analysis and take a look at some of these words, some of these interesting Spanish words. All right, so how do we say, Liliana, how do we say good afternoon?
Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. So you say that, I guess you say that in the afternoon.
Yeah, you can say it.
All right.
Good afternoon. Buenas tardes.
All right, so you don't say buenos días in the afternoon.
No, that's good morning.
Okay.
So, buenos días, you use it in the morning.
Okay, so buenas tardes. Give me a kilo of apples.
Me da un kilo de manzana. Me da un kilo de manzana.
All right. Now, there's some interesting things going on here that might be a little tough for the newbies, but I know you guys are going to hang with us. All right, so here we translate this as give me, and it sounds like this.
Me da.
Me da. There's actually another way to say give me in Spanish, but this is a way to order from a vendor?
No, in fact, it's a way of using usted.
Okay.
Because this is a person that he doesn't know. So if not, he would be using me das.
Okay.
With an S at the end. So it's more polite. So you say me da.
Me da. Okay.
Yes.
Now he wants a kilo of apples. Now how do we say a kilo?
Un kilo. Un kilo.
All right. Couldn't get easier than that.
Yeah.
A kilo. All right. How about a kilo of apples?
Un kilo de manzana.
Okay. So how did we say of?
De.
And how did we say apples?
Manzana.
Manzana. It sounds like in Spanish, you're just using the singular manzana.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Manzana.
Manzana. So when you have a kilo of something, it's going to come out in the singular. It's different in English. You want to say a kilo of apples, a kilo of potatoes, but in Spanish, it's a kilo of apple.
Yeah, it's a singular.
Okay. So one more time, a kilo of apples?
Un kilo de manzana.
And then give me a kilo of apples.
Me da un kilo de manzana.
Great. All right, moving on to the next line. The vendor asks if the person wants green ones or red ones. So he says green or red.
Yeah, that's correct. He says manzana verde o roja. Manzana verde o roja.
Manzana verde o roja. All right, so the words for green
are verde.
Okay, and red?
Roja.
Roja. Now, Liliana, I've studied Spanish before, and I know that the word for red is rojo, with that ends in an O. Isn't that correct?
Yes, but here, because you're talking of an apple, it's feminine. So it's la manzana.
Feminine, all right.
Yes, so because it's feminine, you have to place an A at rojo. Instead of saying rojo, you say roja.
Okay, so manzana roja.
Yes, so it will say la manzana roja. Roja.
Okay, so we're talking about red apples, and apples are feminine. Liliana, now what about green? Is there a is there a masculine and feminine form for the word green?
No, in fact, green is neutral,
okay,
so it doesn't change. Even if it's feminine, you're always going to say verde.
Verde, okay.
Verde.
So the masculine form is?
Verde.
And the feminine form is?
Verde.
Very easy. How about for red? The masculine form is?
Rojo.
And then the feminine form?
Roja.
Okay, that's not too hard.
Yes.
All right. The person responds to the vendor. They say, I want green. They want green, please.
Verde, por favor.
Okay. So we know these words. We know that verde means green. And then the word for please?
Por favor.
Por favor. It's actually two words.
Yes, it's
okay.
Two words.
They mean please. All right. All right. So the vendor asks if the person wants, and if the customer wants anything else, and he says,
algo más, algo más.
Algo más.
Yes.
Algo más. Now, in English, that translates literally as something more, all right? But when we say that in English, in our regular, everyday English, we say anything else?
Exactly. Okay. Say anything else.
All right. Now, how do we say something more or anything else?
Algo más, algo más.
And the response is, no, that's all, thanks.
No, es todo. Gracias. No, es todo. Gracias.
Okay, so I imagine no means no.
Exactly.
Okay. How do we say that's all?
Es todo.
Es todo. And which part means all?
Todo.
Todo.
Yes.
Okay, todo. And then thanks. How do we say thanks?
Gracias.
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 All right, let's run it all together. No, that's all, thanks.
No, es todo. Gracias.
Okay, so let's hear that dialogue three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana?
¿Manzana verde o roja?
Verde, por favor.
¿Algo más?
No, es todo. Gracias.
Second time.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana?
¿Manzana verde o roja?
Verde, por favor.
¿Algo más?
No, es todo. Gracias.
Third time.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me da un kilo de manzana?
¿Manzana verde o roja?
Verde, por favor.
¿Algo más?
No, es todo. Gracias.
All right, Liliana, so this is a very useful dialogue when you're buying apples in a market.
Exactly.
Now, usually I go to the supermarket and I, you know, I whip out a bag and I put the apples in the bag myself, right?
Well, you know, in a lot of parts of Latin America, we have once a week markets outside, like open-air markets.
Open-air markets.
Yeah, it's outside. And it's usually once a week because they're fresh. You know, you can buy fresh flowers, fresh fruit, vegetables, mm-hmm. And
it's the vendor, isn't it? They
yeah. So
it's
you
the,
deal
the farmer.
Yes, you deal directly with the vendor, so that's why this kind of conversation is pretty practical because you will need it. I mean, if you want to go up and buy, even if you don't want to buy specifically apples, you go up to a small shop, you can still use this. Me da a pack of cigarettes. Me da. You can always ask. You know, so
okay.
It's very useful. And in Mexico, for example, we have some kind of markets that are called tianguis.
Tianguis.
Yes.
Is it el tianguis or la tianguis?
El tianguis.
El tianguis.
Yes. It's a market where you can find fresh fruit mm-hmm. and vegetables, but also clothes and some other things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so did you go after work or?
No, usually it's during the weekend, so mm-hmm. you shop for the rest of the week.
Oh.
And it's very interesting because you see all types of ages, but a lot of women with their big market bags.
Oh, yeah, those big baskets, the big, yeah.
And it's also great for the environment because you're not using plastic bags,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yes.
So it's really interesting. It's,
right. Yeah. Right. We try to be environmentally conscious here at Spanish Pod.
Of course we are.
Of course. So, okay. ¿Algo más?
Nada más.
Nada más. All right, folks. If you want to read the dialogue, if you want to see how it's written, you can download the PDF or you can just take a look at our website, which is SpanishPod.com. And there you can see the vocab, the dialogue, do some exercises. And I hope you enjoyed this lesson. For now, it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.